I'm really allergic to poison ivy. I got it. I rubbed this on it, cleared up in 2 weeks. Usually it takes me 5 weeks, right? It just increases the cycle of you know, what we can go through. We go through it faster. And the wild thing with this, that's why I tell everybody, like, if you really want to know that this stuff works, get a tube of this, find 10 people that are like hurting, maybe like stiff shoulder, bad knees, their neck, stomach, menstrual cramp, whatever. Rub this on 3 applications, like within a 5-minute window. Okay, so rub it on, let it dry, rub it on, let it dry, rub it on, let it dry. And 10 minutes later, ask the person where they are. Like, do the pain scale, you know, 1 to 10. Ask them again in 10 minutes. Watch what 9 out of 10 of them tell you. It is like, it still blows my mind. Like, if I'm at an event, like with people, I'll bring strangers up to the front and I'm like, what's going on in your body? You know, cause I'm so confident in what I'm going to see. And, this stuff, we can consciously tell it what to go work on. And then I just trust my body's own intuition, to, you know, make this go where it needs to go.
To overcome, you must educate. Educate not only yourself, but educate anyone seeking to learn. We are all dead America. We can all learn something. To learn, we must challenge what we already understand. The way we do that is through conversation. Sometimes we have conversations with others. However, some of the best conversations happen with ourselves. Reach out and challenge yourself. Let's dive in and learn something right now. Today we are speaking with Danielle Matthews. We are going to speak about redox. It is from ASEA, and it's a very interesting product. Danielle, could you please introduce yourself and let people know a little more about you and what we're going to talk about today, please?
Yeah, I'd love to, Ed. I've been working with ASEA for over 8 years. I have such a passion for it because it turned my life around. I was in a severe car accident. We're coming up on 11 years ago in June, it'll be 11 years. And I suffered an injury to my brain that left me being told by doctors after a year that this was my new normal. They basically said, there's nothing more we can do. You need to adjust to these symptoms. They're going to be with you. And I was dealing with sensitivities to noise and light and a lot of severe pounding in my head, couldn't focus. And ASEA was brought to my family. It came through an acupuncturist who called my mom. She knew my mom. She knew what was going on with me. And she said, I've come across something that I think could help Danielle. And she gave a little explanation. And my mom's very intuitive. So my mom's like, yes, this is what we've been waiting for. And unfortunately, I got to be honest, Ed, my background is in biology. It's what I got my degree in. And my mom came home. This is for those that haven't seen ASEA or don't know, it's ASEA is the name of the company. They also, the bottle, the liquid is called that too. But on the back is an ingredient list. And I'll put it up there. It's tiny, but it says water and sodium chloride. And I was like, Mom, you bought salt water. Like, what in the world are you doing? And she said, no, it's something called redox, Danielle. It's not salt and water anymore. And I said, that's a load of... And I'm not drinking stuff. And so for 6 months, that's the space I was in when it came to ASEA. I had done a little bit of Googling and there was a ton of great stuff. But I saw one website in particular that said, oh, it's a scam. It's a saltwater scam. And I was like, see, I told you, you know, we find what we're looking for in life. And
that's true.
Yeah, it's like amazing. Anyway, my mom just ignored me and she said, well, if you're not going to drink it, I'm going to drink it. And this is what's so wild. My mom, she had bone on bone in like every top knuckle in her hands. And you could see, I mean, they were red, they were swollen. It was not comfortable. Doctors had basically told her, like, pain management, there's nothing you can do when you've got bone on bone. And she was to the point where she couldn't make a full fist, like trying to grip a knife to cut things or even just like moving the sheets off of her in the morning. She got severe, severe discomfort. And so she started drinking it. She said, well, if you're not going to, I bought it. I'm going to use it. And I watched 6 weeks into drinking this, she got full range of motion back in her hands. And I could visibly see, you know, that things had gone down. And I remember saying to her, like, Mom, placebo effects are wild. Like, this is a placebo, you know, like you imagined that it was going to help. And so it helped. And I'm glad it did. But like, it's not going to touch a brain injury, you know? And so I'm still over there in that space. My dad, he goes, there's no way she imagined that away. Like, this stuff had to have done it. I'm going to drink it. So Dad starts drinking it. My dad works out every day of his life. He was like a massive athlete. He played college football and he ended his career because of an injury to his knee. So it's kind of plagued him always. He's always worn a brace. And 10 days into drinking the Redox, I'm out walking the dog and my dad runs up to me and he's like, Danny, look. And I'm like, what am I looking at? And he says, I don't have my brace on. And I was like, why not? And he goes, there is no discomfort. And he said, I feel like I'm 30 years old again. I've got all this energy. I don't understand where it's coming from. This stuff your mother brought home, it really works. And he said, I'm going to go figure out what it is. So my dad's way more analytical. So Dad dives into the research. At the time, this is 2014. At the time, the company was very new. They had limited research available. They themselves, I think, were still realizing what they had done. And they were doing a lot of studies actually on athletes. And so all the early research was done, like one of the studies they did was like with mice. They put a group of mice and on treadmills and kind of their little wheels and ran them to exhaustion. And then they put a group on salt water and a group on the ASEA Redox. And after 7 days ran them again. Well, the group that was on the ASEA Redox went 29% further before hitting their exhaustion point. And it's like, mice aren't just going to run further for no reason. You know, why? Why did they do that? Well, further research showed that it was like shifting how they were metabolizing things and they were burning up their muscle glycogen later. The lactic acid was building up later. And so they weren't hitting their exhaustion point. And my dad's like, that's exactly how I'm feeling. You know, so after doing all of that, he came back and they both said to me, look, Danielle, the safety studies on this are phenomenal. There is absolutely no inflammatory response that can be induced. It doesn't cause any, like they couldn't find an LD50, which I don't know, Ed, if you're familiar with, every drug has a lethal dose. So just to explain this.
Okay. Yeah.
So any drug or supplement, there isn't a level that, if you take it at that level, what they find is what level kills 50% of like the lab animal that they're using to study it on. And then they titrate it down and they say, this is an acceptable level, but it's called the LD50, the lethal dose 50. And they couldn't find one. Literally the guy that was doing the study came back and said, the only way that they're going to die is if they drown in this stuff. Like it, the body is just like the body's just taking these molecules and reverting it back into saline after. And so, and we can talk about what they are, but the system, my system, your system, like saline is the solution we live in. Like we're sacks of salt water. And so it's this like beautiful cycle where no toxicity can build up. You can't take too much. And the number one thing, my concern was contraindications. Like I was very concerned that, hey, I'm taking a medication for my brain. I don't want to mess with my brain anymore. Like, what if there's some conflict? And they said, no, there's no contraindication because these molecules are already in you. It's already interacting with the meds. You're just adding more in. It can't cause a problem. So that was how I ended up on this. And I didn't have an overnight result, but about 90 days in, the pounding that had been relentless in my head for 2 years at that point stopped. And all of a sudden I was able to concentrate again. I had the energy to get through my day without doing just more than one thing. I used to have to nap every like 3 hours. Energy came back and it wasn't immediate, but as I stayed on it, sensitivity to light went away, sensitivity to noise went away. And I had been told those things are permanent. There's nothing you can do. And the only thing I added in was that.
Interesting. Yeah, you know, you look at the ingredients in salt water, that scares a lot of people.
Sure.
Concerns that immediately come to mind is high blood pressure. Mm-hmm. You know, you're adding sodium content to your body. What effects does it have on high blood pressure?
Yeah, good question. So my dad has high blood pressure, and so that was number one concern he had. And if you look at the ingredient panel, the amount of like sodium that's actually in it is 5% of your daily value, because it's not salt and water anymore. So this is what's crazy. And I'll do my best to explain this. Like, if you think about salt, what is it? It's sodium and chloride together making that molecule. And if you think about water, it's H2O. It's two hydrogens and an oxygen that make that. So we've got these four building blocks. And what happens in our body is like we talked about, we're a sack of saline. You know, we cry salty, we sweat salty. we are saline. And the body is amazing. It sources what it needs from the hydrogen and oxygen and water and the sodium and chloride of salt. And it takes these things and it reconfigures. So think about like hydrogen peroxide. It's H2O2. One more oxygen than water. Now we have a very different molecule. We all probably have hydrogen peroxide at home. We know it functions very differently. It does very different things than water. And the only difference is that there's another oxygen. So what happens in the system is these molecules, they're ripped apart. Now we've got these four like free floating and they're reconfigured and recombined. And if they end up in a molecule that has a negative charge, it's known as a reductant. If it ends up with a positive charge, it's known as an oxidant. And so redox, it's just the words reductant and oxidant combined. And this is a massive field. When I was in school, it was newer. Like they didn't have the equipment sophisticated enough to see these molecules because they're like 2 to 4 atoms big. I mean, they're tiny. And it was in the late 90s that they were able to figure out, I think it was nitric oxide was the first one that they like could follow in the body and realize like, holy cow, your mitochondria, as they're making your energy. Maybe we all remember the Krebs cycle from school. Reductants and oxidants are spun off, and they thought that they were just like the exhaust of making energy, kind of like the exhaust in your car. Turns out, no, these molecules actually go out and they're the communication network in the body. They all do different things, and it's through electron transfer. Reductants give an electron, oxidants receive one. And that's really how all your cells are communicating. And so what's in this bottle is a stabilized version of reductants and oxidants, the same stuff your body's making. As soon as you drink it, the body thinks it made it. It uses it as if it did. And what's wild is the communication happens where your body needs. So like Ed, you probably have something different going on in your body than I do right now. Just like your house probably has something different than my house right now. My AC needs attention. So it's just like, you know, each house, maybe it's plumbing in somebody else's house. Just like that, our bodies break down in different places. And that's a whole conversation as to why, you know, some of us have different issues. But when you drink the redox, this is non-specific. And that's what I think makes this so unique and why I say, and, you know, many other doctors, scientists are saying this is such a breakthrough, because it goes into your body and it goes where you need. The only other thing I can compare this to is stem cells. I think we all understand stem cells are non-specific. They can become whatever. Well, they know what to become because of redox molecules, first of all. That's how they're intertwined. But the redox will just, hey, you've got damage over here. Okay, alert, body, come fix this cell. That cell could be in my retina. That cell could be in my liver. That cell could be in my lung. That cell could be on my skin. It doesn't matter. The alert goes out. When you drink this, the alert call just goes higher. You know, like when you were young, you had a lot more of these. As you get older, mitochondria less efficient, you make less. And now your system goes, oh, I didn't realize there was an issue in the knee. Let me go attend to that. Oh, I didn't realize the hormones had gotten out of balance. Let me go attend to that. The body can't fix what it doesn't know is an issue. And if it can't hear that there is an issue, it's just going to kind of remain there, right? That's why we have these things they say are chronic. To me, I'm like, no, that's just like a part of the body that is not able to communicate its needs. It's gotten shut off somehow. Now it can communicate its needs. And it's profound. You tell, I get really excited about this because the biologist in me goes nuts because I'm like, holy cow, it's the same for animals. It's the same for plants, right? You can do your own experiment, get two plants or plant two things, put redox on one, put just regular water on the other. The one with redox is going to grow faster. It is going to look healthier because the communication is stronger. It's going to last longer. If you got flowers and you put them in the redox versus just water, your flowers and redox will live younger, longer. They're going to be able to repair damage at a faster rate. Eventually, right? We're not here forever. There is limitations to all of our physical beings and to a lifespan of a flower, but like, who wouldn't want to extend feeling better longer or to deal with, you know, damage that just has been in the body that we've just like accepted as like, oh, this is just normal. Not.
Yeah, there's a lot of different things that creep on you when you age. It's amazing. And it hits you all at the same time, it seems like. So, yeah. These are, you say they're redox signaling molecules. And what that means is what you just explained, they actually interact together in the body mm-hmm. where needed. Mm-hmm. So our body is saline, basically water, a lot of water in there. Mm-hmm. And that's pumping through our system also, our blood moves, all of that. Each system is different in like pH balance and all of that. What does this do for balancing and detoxifying the system, if you will? Yeah. Because you say it goes to work on the areas that need it. Right. So automatically these molecules know the body needs this here. How does that kind of work if you've got like scar tissue or bone spurs or things like that? Does it interact with all parts of the body? Because bone is calcium and hard, and then you've got soft tissues. Does it work on everything?
Yeah, you asked like 10 questions in one, so I'm yes. gonna answer and remind me if you said other things. So one of the things I want to touch on is detox. You mentioned detox. We have an antioxidant in our system called glutathione. We make our own glutathione. We have it. And glutathione, we have seen in research with ASEA, it upregulates by 800% when drinking ASEA. So what does that mean for us? Like glutathione, if that's all it did, it'd be phenomenal. Like I got intravenous glutathione after my accident because glutathione is known as the master at dealing with inflammation in the body and the master detoxifier. So if glutathione levels ramp up, if that A happens, well, then B happens, right? So we can see people start to detox. And now we know why, but it's amazing. Like when someone detoxes, you know, it usually only lasts a couple of days and they might have diarrhea or they might get sweaty or they might get a rash. And it's phenomenal to watch because this is the system pushing out something that shouldn't be there. And I'm like shocked sometimes at the people that I would perceive as healthy. Like I remember working with a physician one time and she called me and she said, Danielle, this stuff is wiping me out. And I said, really? And she goes, I've got diarrhea. I'm like foggy headed. Like what's going on? And I said, you're detoxing. Talk to me about your diet. And she was quiet. And she goes, oh my God, I had cancer. It was a couple decades prior. And she said, I went through chemo and radiation. And she said, I bet you that's what's coming out of my system right now. And I was like, oh, because she goes, because I eat clean. Like she said, there's nothing. And then boom, it hit her. And I so
interesting.
It's super interesting, right? And like this stuff yeah. stays in our body. And if it stays there long enough, it can cause issues. You know, why am I feeling lethargic? I don't know. Well, maybe it's because you're exposed to stuff in the air and the water and our food, and like toxins are around us more than I think any of us care to realize or admit. And so yes, our bodies this day and age, we're having to detox often. And so I love the redox because I know it's just constantly helping my glutathione levels be high and for that process innately to just occur in my body. And, you know, I don't want to freak anybody out. It's like maybe 5% of people that like notice that they're detoxing. And that's usually because they had something major that needed to move and they feel good on the other end. So it's like, it's just like a short phase and thank God get it out rather than keeping it in. But that's one piece that usually pretty quickly we see. Now you asked about like different parts of the body and
yes,
work on a bone spur. Is it going to work on this or that? With the liquid, I never know where it's going to go because your body, it's almost like right now, like how does your body know to be repairing what it's repairing right now? When you cut yourself, how in the heck does it know to start repairing? We watch it happen in seconds. How did it know that? Like there is an innate intelligence and communication in this system. And all we're doing is amplifying that communication network. And I tell everybody, baseline yourself. Like I send out a health tracker. I say, look, where are you at today on all these basic things? And then anything specific that's unique to your body, like put it down, maybe a bone spur. And after a week, do it again. What shifted? Maybe nothing. Maybe everything went up a little bit, you know? I would say maybe 10% of people notice something in a week. Not a big amount. After a month, I say, do it again. Now we're close to like 50, 60% of people are like, whoa, this shifted. Month two, month three. I see in month three, 90% of people are able to go back to that original baseline and go, you know what? Energy shifted. My focus has shifted. I'm not getting up in the bathroom to go at the middle of the night to go to the bathroom. You know, this back issue that I've had, not there anymore. I can raise my arm and I didn't used to be able to, right? We start seeing these things. My blood pressure numbers have shifted. I've had to back down on my meds. Like I've watched, you name it, I've watched it. That being said, sometimes people get very frustrated because they're taking it for a certain reason. They want it to go work on the bone spur. And, you know, 90 days in, bone spur is still there. And what I say to them is, look, you might consciously be aware of some things in your body, and there might be things in your system you're not aware of that this is going to work on. And so I'm really a big proponent of education. Anyone that purchases a CF Rumi, like they go through a learning phase because I'm like, you need to understand what this is doing in your body. So you give your body the time to do it. I didn't feel anything happening in my system for 3 months. I literally thought this stuff wasn't working. And then all of a sudden in the third month, like that pounding stopped. Well, it had started working on that issue immediately, but it hadn't gotten to the point where I noticed anything on the system level. We're talking about cells. One cell at a time, right? It's going to take time for any tissue, any organ, any system of the body to repair. I will say there's like a little hack because this didn't exist when I first learned about it, but they've come out with a topical and this is more concentrated and you can localize it. So let's say you've got that bone spur. Guess what? You know where it is and you can put the redox on it. You can rub it on and you can say, let's alert the body about this issue. Okay. So this, it goes deeper than just the skin. This was actually designed for the skin. They called it Renew 28 because skin cells are supposed to renew every 28 days. As we get older, that doesn't happen. And so again, what's this do? This amplifies the ability of the body to find damage, repair cells, or get young, healthy cells in their spot. So what they saw with skin was this was literally renewing skin cells 16% faster. So you get younger, more vibrant looking skin faster. We got our hands on it and we started to just like go wild with application. So we were using it like, oh, I cut myself. Well, I bet you some alert, you know, more workers on that job site will make that go away faster. Yep. I'm really allergic to poison ivy. I got it. I rubbed this on it. Cleared up in 2 weeks. Usually it takes me 5 weeks, right? It just increases the cycle of you know, what we can go through. We go through it faster. And the wild thing with this, that's why I tell everybody, like, if you really want to know that this stuff works, get a tube of this, find 10 people that are like hurting, maybe like stiff shoulder, bad knees, their neck, stomach, menstrual cramp, whatever. Rub this on 3 applications, like within a 5-minute window. Okay, so rub it on, let it dry, rub it on, let it dry, rub it on, let it dry. And 10 minutes later, ask the person where they are. Like do the pain scale, you know, 1 to 10. Ask them again in 10 minutes. Watch what 9 out of 10 of them tell you. It is like, it still blows my mind. Like if I'm at an event, like with people, I'll bring strangers up to the front and I'm like, what's going on in your body? You know, because I'm so confident in what I'm going to see. And this stuff, we can consciously tell it what to go work on. And then I just trust my body's own intuition to, you know, make this go where it needs to go.
Interesting. So are there tests that can be done to measure the effectiveness of the product? And, you know, it's not the only product, but we'll get deeper into that here later. Are there tests that can be done, physical tests or, you know, chemical tests, any type of testing that can show the results?
Yeah, I love this question. So I'm going to talk this, I'm going to give like several answers here. So first of all, there's been a lot of research since we learned about it originally and all the athletic studies, they've done more research. I just got to interview last week, the gentleman that oversees production and operations, and he oversees the research center that ASEA has. And he told me they're partnered with like around colleges and research labs around the world. And he mentioned some of the research they're doing. So ASEA is very dedicated to research. They have done genetic studies. They're limited to structure function. And this is like a little bit frustrating because in the way that our medical system exists in its current form, you cannot make a claim to treat, cure, heal, or prevent anything unless you're a drug. And drugs have a very specific, like they go down a very specific route. It costs millions and millions of dollars for one application of that drug. And ASEA originally was actually going that route before it was called ASEA. There was a pharmaceutical company that wanted to buy it. When they got down to negotiations to buy the patents for it, it became clear that they were actually not intending to bring it to market, that they were going to just put it over to the side. And the gentleman that owned the patents, he felt like he had a moral obligation to his beta test group because his beta test group was having miraculous results. And he said, I can't look them in the eyes and tell them they can't have this anymore. And the pharma company said, that's not on you. And he said, no, it is on me. So he made a decision to walk away from a multi-million dollar offer there. And he said, you know what, this is something that we're not going to seek drug approval because this, like, it's not a one modality thing. Like I talked about, this goes into your system and repairs where your cell is damaged. So why would we go down a drug application for Parkinson's when it can touch things way outside of the nervous system, you know? So they made a decision to keep it in the supplement category. When you're in the supplement category, you can do structure, function, research. So you cannot do, how does ASEA impact cancer? How does ASEA impact cerebral palsy? Like, you're just not allowed to. That being said, like, little caveat, you can look at what the scientific community is saying about redox signaling and Parkinson's, redox signaling and autism, PubMed.gov, Google Scholar, you know, connect your own dots there. but their structure function studies are still pretty enlightening, pretty fascinating with what they're seeing. And there's a great website. What is it? Just discoverredox.com. I think you can go under like the ASEA link and there's a bunch of like science information. You can see all the studies they've done. And that being said, like, what about me as an individual? Like, how, is there a way I can test it? And I mentioned a couple, like the 3 applications in 5 minutes on discomfort, that'll show you. Do it on 10 people, it'll show you even bigger. That's one way you can test it. There's also like strength and flexibility tests you can do. So this isn't like muscle testing, like you could muscle test it, but like what we see is the vagus nerve. So that runs like along here. What you can do is a couple things, like test how flexible you are, like how far you can come back this way. Test, like if you put your hands like this and just like straight down, have somebody push and just see, you know, you'll fall forward. Then put the redox on. You put it on the vagus nerve. Just one application. And immediately have your flexibility tested again. And then have the person push you. You will literally, that person will be able to put their body weight on you and you won't move. Why? Because this, it's like a symphony where there's a bunch of people playing instruments and they're not in unison. Like they're just playing, it's a mess. And then you have the conductor come in, right? And he like taps his wand and he says, okay, now together. That's like what this does when you put it on the vagus nerve. It's like, everybody, let's talk together. And so all of a sudden, flexibility increases, your strength increases because everything's firing stronger. So that's a simple test that somebody can do. And the other thing that came to my mind, I work with, I don't know if you're familiar with something called the BioWell. It's like, okay. So it's like a device. I think Dr. Joe Dispenza uses it a lot. He talks about it in some of his books, but it uses Kirlian photography and it like takes a picture of the tips of your fingers. Cause there's a lot of like, acupoints there. I might be doing a terrible job of explaining this. I'm not an expert on the machine, but, basically the readout gives you like, where are your chakras out of alignment? It's like looking at the energy body. So it can tell where the chakras are out of alignment, what organs are weak, how the nervous system is doing. It picks up all of that from your energy system. And, it's really cool because every person, right, is different. And I was introduced to one of the distributors of BioWell. He has a research center here in Orlando, Florida, and I'm about an hour and a half north. And he said, yeah, my scan will pick up where somebody's off. And then the immediate question is, well, now what do I do? And he said, and I've struggled with telling people like the next step to help that. And I just started laughing and I said, hello. I said, well, if they drink this, it's going to go to their system where they uniquely need it. And it's going to help rebalance. And he goes, come down to my center. Like, let's do some research. So I went down there. It was probably summer of last year. And he had a group of people there. And, you know, we did before and afters where I had them drink 8 ounces of this. I had them rub the gel on their vagus nerve. And then they did their scan again. And he goes, I have never seen, he goes, I don't understand. For people that had weak energy, it got it higher. But for people that had high energy, it got it weaker. He said, how is it doing that? And I said, it's just, how does the body regulate itself? Like wherever it's off, it's just seeking the balance point. And these reductants and oxidants are just signaling the system to do what it needs to do. So he was blown away. He's had me come to several of his events, you know, and it's been wonderful. I've gotten to meet through that, like Bruce Lipton and Greg Braden and some of these amazing scientists that are working more in the quantum world. And that's been such a joy for me because I've read their books. I love their stuff. And to be able to go there and be able to talk to those that are there about redox to help them understand this, you know, and understand that, look, it's actually working the quantum level. If we go to that space, I mean, it's helping with energy exchange. It's helping that vitality in the body to be, you know, reignited. And it's phenomenal when you can work on that space.
Yeah. So I was on your YouTube and I was listening to your interview with one of the nurses through ASEA.
Yeah.
And it's very interesting. She was talking about an individual soaking their hand and it mm-hmm. taking out the inflammation in the ASEA redox. Now that's good, but this gel formula, isn't that a better idea to do that instead of bathe in it and all of that?
Yes.
More active.
Yes. So this is really nice because you can put it directly on and, you know, you just got to keep applying it. If I cut my finger, say on a knife or something, I will actually pour the liquid into a cup and stick my finger in the cup because I just like soak it in there. For, you know, like 10 minutes, when you pull it out, it's like, whoa, you can see. And it's crazy because the blood all goes to the bottom. You know, like if you were to put blood in water, like it goes everywhere. No, with the redox, it like literally just pools right at the bottom.
Really?
And then it just starts to repair. Yeah. I don't recommend people go cut themselves to try it, but if it happens,
let's check this out. Yeah.
Go grab your redox.
Yeah.
You know, I've had people, like there's a woman I work with, she has a genetic disorder. And that disorder, they call it butterfly skin. I think it's epidema bullosa, EB. And it basically, her, she doesn't have the protein that holds her skin layers together. So if you touch her, like her skin just, it just peels off. So she is covered in bandages. They look like third degree burns. She said they feel like second degree, that the nerves are there. And with her, like I asked the company, I'm like, should I be rubbing the gel on? Should she be soaking it? Like, what should she be doing? And they said, look, anytime that they're open, because she has to do bandage changes, like soak it, like let it just rest in there. There is a silicate in this and a pH buffer. So there's two other ingredients, not that they're problematic, they're benign, but this is just pure redox. And so they said, if she can just soak it in there, that would be great. And then put the gel on the bandage when she then wraps it, so it can just can be there. Her story, her name's Sade. I've been blown away. Like, I mean, I know this stuff's powerful, but like sometimes when you see it so visually, like with someone like that, where her issues are so externalized. I mean, she had areas in her body that had been open for 10 years that closed. Like, that's huge. She now has the energy to do her own bandage changes. She doesn't need a nurse to do them anymore. Because drinking this, like she's gotten a part-time job, like her life has opened up. No, the protein doesn't exist in her body, right? Genetic issues are genetic issues. But to allow her system to be able to repair and communicate at a faster rate, it's like, it's life-changing for her. So there's like nuance, right? And this is why, you know, I feel that it's really important. You purchase this through a rep. Do not go buy it on Amazon or eBay or any of those store, like third-party places. People put expired product up there. It's, you don't know what you're getting. This stuff can't be in sunlight. I mean, you have to, like, you want it straight from the facility. And you can do that through a rep. And what I would say is that is important because they can help guide you on best usage, right? Because there's the nuance of like, well, when would I do which? Or like, what would be best for my situation? And I feel really blessed because of the lineage of how, like the chain links that connected to me, there are several members of the medical professional board at ASEA that I work with. And like three times a week, they get on Zoom and they just answer questions. And it's just, we're really blessed to have that access to like experts and to be able to have an exchange of, you know, ideas and, well, what about this? And are there resources on that? It's just, I don't have words because it's like humbling. It's something that I find very important and very unique to the, you know, the group that I work with.
And the company, they offer quite a few other products. Could you go over and cover what those are and why they offer those?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the blue and the white, this is the breakthrough. Like this is what, to me, what it's all about. The company has the intention to support cellular health. Okay. So something that happened when we got the Renew 28 is people started asking, what do I put on my skin before to clean it? What do I put on after to moisturize it? And so the company said, okay, let's create a skincare range that works synergistically with the redox. And they've done that so that you can clean your face, get it, you know, to a space where now it can receive the redox really well. They've also come out with a redox signaling mask, which has like bentonite, like this ash, volcanic ash that just pulls out impurities. And then the redox signaling go in to help renew. So that skincare line, they call it Renew Advanced. Really nice. I use it. I'm a big fan of it. I mean, prior to ASEA, it's funny because like I washed my face with like Clinique soap. Like I just always have. I never had a skincare regime. And then when ASEA came out with this, they sent it to me as like a gift. And I like sat there for like a month. I'm like, whatever, I don't need it. And then they sent me information on the skincare and I was blown away with like some of the ingredients in there and like what these different extracts and like what they do for the skin and how they create like a buffer between you and the environment to help prevent toxins coming in. And I was like, oh, I get it now. So I started using it. That's one line. They also have a nutritional line. Because this isn't nutrition. And if you think about, we talked a lot about like houses. So the idea of like a construction site, the signaling, they're the workers. you know, coming to the job site. It's the foreman on the job telling everybody what to do and, you know, go do it. But that's all well and good. If there's no materials, the roof isn't going to get fixed unless there's new shingles. You know, there could be all the roofers in the world, but if there's no shingles, we got a problem. And nutrition is a big problem in a lot of people's diets. And even just because our soils are more depleted now. So they have about four offerings in the supplement range that are of nutritional value, like a pre-probiotic, an omega product, a whole food micronutrient complex, and something called Life Max, which has like lion's mane mushroom and some amazing things with antioxidants. So that's just to supplement the diet. That's called their ASEA VIA range. And then they have something called Cell Performance, which is their newest offering. And they're like these little packets that you put into water. And they're this incredible blend of herbals that are known to their redox energy. The things that are in that are researched to support your body with an energy lift without a crash. One of them is called Redox Mind. It's literally what's in there is stuff that helps with cognition, you know, for about 6 hours. And then Redox Mood, which has things like ashwagandha and saffron and like all these things that help regulate overwhelm and anxiety and just help you like. And so those are great because they're fast acting. People can really, you know, experience it very quickly. And I think a lot of younger people are into like, they'll take a step towards better health that way. I have found in my years that the redox signaling, when people are healthy, it's hard for them to understand why they would need it, you know, but like little fixes like those things, they go.
That's right.
To me though, I'm like, guys, you don't understand. You want to keep your cells healthy so that we never know what could have crept up or what was in your body that got fought off before you knew. That's why I stay on this. So this is my number one. And the other stuff is, you know, it's complimentary or it helps people kind of come into the door and then learn ultimately about the blue and the white.
Yeah. So there's a lot of products that help boost your system, helps it heal and
keep
healthy and revives it. A lot of that. I like the toxin thing, you know, it helps cleanse. That's a big thing in our world today. So is there anything else that we should know about the line of products and how we should use them or anything like that?
Yeah, I would say reach out because it's so individual, you know, and people typically have questions about their family members or loved ones or friends. And what I would say is just send a note. Ed can put my information there and Ed, we can even get you set up that, you know, people can order this through you. And it's really a nice thing to be able to share. But I would have a conversation with someone first. Make sure that you also like there's different options for ordering where, you know, you can purchase it retail, but then there's like a subscribe and save option. And so I always like to just figure out the nuances of someone's situation, create the cart that makes the most sense for them to then go with. And there's a lot of support with product usage, proper ways to take it, things that can cause it to not be as effective. And so those are all the things that you get, you know, when you purchase through someone like myself, or if, you know, we did it with you, I would be there to guide. And so I would just tell people, look, reach out, just say, hey, I'm interested in more information. Can you pass along some more information?
So if they are interested in getting the product and passing it along, is there that marketing that they can get into to help themselves, oh, for sure, help others?
Absolutely. I think that's the, you know, when they walked away from the pharmaceutical company, they tried to figure out another way to get it to market. They landed on word of mouth, which means it's set up in the network marketing model, kind of like Mary Kay or Tupperware. Like you can only get it through a rep. You can't go to the store and purchase it. And for that reason, like if you have a great result with the product and you want to share, or if you're looking for more, like this is something I work with a lot of people that are just very frustrated with the grind that they're in. They want more purpose in their life. They want their time to be put towards serving others and helping others and creating financial flexibility for themselves and time flexibility for themselves. And so a lot of the people I work with is coaching them on, hey, you can partner with ASEA and solely through helping educate people that this is an option out there. If they want to purchase it, they purchase it through you and the company pays you. It's like a thank you check. You know, people know about referral fees all the time now and affiliate marketing and blah, blah. I think this is kind of out there. But in network marketing, what's beautiful is the person is yours for forever. It's not like the company says, oh, thanks for the referral. And now the company takes that customer. No, they're yours. And every single month they order, you make an income, which is beautiful. Like there's people I shared this with 7 years ago. They're still drinking ASEA. I still get a thank you check every month. And that creates passive income. And when you have passive income, you are bulletproof to whatever might happen in life, your health, externally, whatever it might be. And that's something that, you know, when my accident happened and I couldn't work, when I got my health back, I knew I wanted to establish something that would be there for me, even if my health left me again, you know, because I couldn't unknow that that was a possibility. And this is what I love helping other people do. So for sure, there is, I know we focus mostly on talking about the product because that to me, that's what opens into the opportunity to be part of something like this. You know, it's the pharmaceutical companies aren't going to make the money off of this one. You are, I am. Anyone that raises their hand and says, well, I want to help people feel better, you know? And when you have the right coaching, like I coach the team every morning, we have group calls, questions, like there's so much support for someone that's never been an entrepreneur before, right? Doesn't know what to do. I have so many systems in place to support that. And it's a joy. Like I absolutely love it. You probably can tell, like I love what I do and I love helping other people do it.
Yeah. You're always high energy whenever you're talking about this stuff. So that's always a good sign. And the thing is, the people, you've got a great website and we'll share that, you've got a great YouTube channel and we'll share that with people because the information about the product and how others see the product and people in the industry making the products, you can listen to all of this and it's a great thing. I highly recommend that. Is there anything else that is busting at the seams that needs to come out?
I would say we're having a big global get together in Texas in September. So if people really want to like go to the heart, or if you live in Utah, you can go tour the production facility. Like you don't need to take my word for it. You can go for yourself and see how this is made, see the power of it. Like there's a beautiful energy that surrounds this. Like I believe that this company has a soul. And I think you feel it and you sense it when you're in the presence of it. And I think that's very unique. Companies can be good intentioned, but they tend to then get into the economics and the ego and things fall out of alignment. This company has kept their soul for the last 13 years. And it is a beautiful thing to connect with that. And when you go to production facility tours and things like that, you will sense and feel and understand what I'm talking about. And, you know, knowing that you're aligned with something like that, it makes you better, you know, like it draws in a certain type of person. So I've been blessed now to make friends globally that are all drawn to the company. Right. And so like minds are getting drawn in. And now my network is incredible of entrepreneurs, as well as like the most amazing people when it comes to health, just people that think outside of the mainstream and have practices doing that, like, and they're integrating this. There's like layers to this that are exciting.
Yeah. I was amazed at the quality of people that are actually involved in this. So it's amazing. How can they reach out to you, get involved with you?
I would say probably the fastest mode of social media is Instagram. You can just go to my Instagram profile and send me a direct message. I get them. It's just Danielle Matthews _ on either end. I can find you there. And if you go to my website, there's also like a contact me button and you can put that in. But I would say Instagram is easy. But for those of you not on Instagram, you can use the website.
I want to say thank you for sharing this with us today. It's been a great pleasure to talk about this, and I love getting information that helps people out to individuals.
Yeah, well, I appreciate all you do. Like I said, the first time I was on, like the show name just drew me in, and I went, wait, what? And like that soul, we need to breathe life back into America and the world. So I appreciate all you
do. That's right.
Grateful to be on here.
All right.
Thank you for joining us today. If you found this podcast enlightening, entertaining, educational in any way, please share, like, subscribe, and join us right back here next week for another great episode of Dead America Podcast. I'm Ed Waters, your host. Enjoy your afternoon, wherever you may be.